Egypt's presidential election is months away, but it's already attracting considerable attention in Cairo. In February, President Hosni Mubarak made a surprising pledge to change the constitution to allow for a multi-party race. If that happens, it would be the first time since he became president 24 years ago that Mubarak would face competition. The rules have not been set yet. Egypt's parliament votes on the election law next month. In the meantime, on the streets of Cairo, the election campaign has already begun. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the Egyptian capital.
Bab al-Sharia is a working-class neighborhood, a crowded, hectic place of small shops and cramped apartments. A few days ago, printed political posters appeared here. Yes to Mubarak, no to cowardly agents of America. The message seems directed at Ayman Noor, a member of Egypt's parliament. He's the only politician to announce he will challenge President Hosni Mubarak in the September election. This neighborhood is Ayman Noor's district. Mohammed Saeed, manager of a furniture store, says Ayman Noor has done a lot for this neighborhood.
Yes, he's popular, he has a good background, good basis, and people here all know him.
Egyptians also know Ayman Noor was arrested in February, charged with forgery by the government. His arrest brought international condemnation, especially from the Bush administration. Noor was eventually released on bail, but with a pending trial in June, it's not clear if he can legally enter the campaign. Musa Afen runs a printing shop here. He's read about Ayman Noor in the government-controlled press, and he says he doesn't trust him.
Anybody else who would come out of the blue and want to be candidate, this doesn't convince me.
As for Ayman Noor, he denies the charges against him and says there's been a campaign in the local press, a mix of intimidation and ridicule, to undercut his bid for president.
It's not important what the government is saying about us. It's important what they're doing. They're trying to restrict us in any way possible.
Noor says Egypt's security police have prevented him from holding rallies. Hassan Abdullah is an advisor to Ayman Noor.
It's not just him in person. It's just anybody who would have the guts to come out and say, here I am, I'm challenging you. That scares the regime, yeah, of course.
But the Mubarak government is under pressure from Washington to reform the political system. Mubarak's decision to open up the presidential elections is unprecedented, says Mohammed Kamal, a university professor who advises the government on reform. Egypt is changing, he says, but at a pace the country can manage.
Too much reform, too quick reform, might lead to instability.
It is not fast enough for George Ishaq.
Till now, we don't have any sign they will change. Never. Till now, no.
Ishaq is one of the founders of a protest movement known as Kifaya, or Enough in English. Kifaya has staged more than a dozen small demonstrations in Cairo, prompting a large show of force by Egypt's security police. This week, thousands of riot police hemmed in about 300 demonstrators on the steps of a government building, blocking the protests from spilling out onto the street. The demonstrators shouted enough to Mubarak, enough to 24 years of rule. It was the first time Kifaya widened its demonstrations to protest in 14 major Egyptian cities. They say they will step up the pressure through May as the parliament meets to set the rules for what could be Egypt's first open presidential campaign. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.